Good morning, TMC family. We are so glad you joined us. Let us praise the Lord and want to give us praise this morning. Just want to give God the praise. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us through the night, giving us hope and strength. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for another day. And we cannot understand, but we know that you are there for us. Thank you for your plan for leading us into the rest so that you can restore our soul. We surrender our brokenness to you and open our hearts to receive your healing even as we live. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Artist International. Now is Artist Life. Give thanks to the Lord for Dr. Vanessa Rutherspoon and Dr. T.K. Roberts for their leadership in this TMC call. Pray for the speaker that's going to download a message this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you for the TMC family and guests that join us today and everyone that wanted listening and cannot speak. Lord, thank you for turning life around and just doing what you have to do with us. Thank you for the hope out of nursing home and hospital this morning. Touch my give love and thanks to the bereaving family this morning. We thank you, Lord. We pray for everyone that's on that Daniel fast, including myself. Oh, Lord Jesus, we sing a new song to the Lord. We sing to the Lord all the world. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning from the Bronx, New York. We thank God for you and letting us know that God is faithful in all his ways. And thank you for coming before him with praise and thanksgiving. She says, sing unto the Lord a new song Tuesday. Amen. Love that tag. Well, good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the telecommunication sanctuary this morning. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Cynthia Cox, say welcome to the Master's Call. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we say welcome, a special welcome to you. And just to give you a little insight on what this Master's Call is all about, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific. And here we had two beautiful, wonderful, marvelous women of God, I tell you, anointed and appointed, that started this call back in October 2010, and they are none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle out of PV, Texas. And we're so excited because these two women of God said yes. And ever since, this call has been a blessing to many people around the world. So we give God glory for what he is doing. Now, this call was established on the scripture, and it's Psalm 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So listen, this is a great time. We're starting off a new year. Invite your family and your friends. Invite your coworkers and let them know this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. I had a lady said she was on for the very first time last week, and I tell you, God is faithful. Now, we encourage you to also go to our website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we are on day 6 of our corporate fast, and we invite you to join us because we are going before the Lord in prayer and with fasting, seeking his face to have his will done here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So go back there to our website, and you'll see the directives about our fast. And we also have a new theme, and it is in 2017. God's glory is being seen in our dreams and our goals and our dreams. So we're so thankful that he is allowing our goals and our dreams to manifest. And we believe in God for that here this year. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful ministry, we invite you to join us. And you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And also, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, because we definitely want to rejoice with you and pray with and for you. Now, all this information, once you get it, Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you, and we'll get the ball rolling. Praise God. Now, many of us have been part of a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life, where products, I'm telling you, healthy products, I call them the best products on this side of heaven, that are being manifested with people, I'm telling you, where lives are being changed, bodies are being restored, cells are being restored, as nothing like it, garments that reshape you. So you definitely want to get with the person that invited you to this call to hear more information about our company. That's Artist Life. Now, not only that, you can get on the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call every Monday through Friday, and you'll see that you get some vital information on what this company and what we are all about. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 29467#. And we are excited because all roads are leading to the extravaganza in Los Angeles, California. Yes, there will be an extravaganza held March 3rd through the 5th, and we want to see your face in the place, okay? So register today. You could bring a guest. The registration is very affordable, so you want to go back there to your back office and get registered today and get your tickets and get your seats ready, because extravaganza will be held at the Sheraton LAX in California. Well, I'm getting out of the way, and I'll give you the rest of the announcements later on, but we have a phenomenal man of God who is always willing and ready with the word of God. He is a man of integrity. He is a man of honor. He is a man that is so humble before the Lord, and he's always a blessing to the people of God as well as to the communities around him. This man I'm speaking about is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who was baptized a born-again believer and an ordained minister. He is preaching the gospel. He's been preaching for over 35 years and has been the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as the senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. Of course, this man of God is a counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, where they provide needs for people around the community, as I spoke of before, sponsoring coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisting the elderly. The man is on the move for the Lord God Almighty. He officiates Sunday service worship at the Across the Park apartment complex for tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA. He is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. This man of God is married to Cheryl for well over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God and to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. I'm introducing to some and presenting to others our brother, the man of God, a friend, and I tell you, a deliverer of the word in his own right as an humble man of God, none other than our Pastor Everett Thomas of Detroit, Michigan. Are you there, sir?
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go
ahead. Is this Minister Robin?
This is Brenda Terrell.
Oh, Minister Brenda. Okay, God bless you. I'm going to take you on the road. That was an awesome, awesome introduction, I tell you. Thank
God
you
bless you
so much.
Take it away.
Amen. Praise God. Well, to God be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he is doing. I tell you, this is a year of expectation. In fact, I'm going to continue on. First of all, let me acknowledge the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for this honor and privilege of being a part of this call and this artist family. So good morning to Minister Cox and Minister Brenda. God bless you both. And to my TMC family and abroad artist family. God is a good God. He is just a good, good father, I tell you. I'm going to continue from yesterday, actually, talking about double expectations. And we were looking at the 15th chapter of St. John yesterday at the motivational call. And we're going to continue there because there's so many nuggets I didn't get to. Reading from the Amplified Version, John 15, beginning verse 1, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. Then we're going to jump down to the 7th verse. If you live in me, abide vitally, united to me, and my words remain in you, and continue to live in your hearts as whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Well, double expectation, as you can look here, God expects us to bear fruit. Amen. And it's a double. We can't expect God, expect more out of God than, amen, he expects out of us. And he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. It's something about abiding. It's something about being intimate with God. It's something about having such a relationship with God that you know, amen, that if he done it before, he can do it again. If he blessed you before, he can bless you again. So having the expectation this new year of 2017 is just something to look forward to, amen, because we have a historical God that has come through for Abraham. He's came through, amen, for Daniel and all the prophets of old, and realizing that God is not short of his promise. So double expectancy. Now, I understand women used to be called pregnant, but we came up to a new word called expecting. Oh, she's expecting in about a month. She's expecting what? A boy. Oh, praise God, a boy. Another boy, praise God. But God is saying to us today, we are expecting, amen, and we're about to, amen, bring forth our dream, our goal into reality. Amen. Something special is going to happen this year like never before. Look forward to it. Be ready, and get ready. Amen. For God to bless us immensely. I'm reminded of what happened to me some time ago. A minister, a friend of mine, told me about a building that was vacant. I was doing ministry outside of the church at YMCA, and they closed the door for me. And I said, okay, well, praise God, I know another door open for me. I don't know where. But anyway, make a long story short, he told me about the building was vacant. Pastor and the congregation had left, and the building was vacant. And he said, well, I think this would be a good place for you. I went, he took me there, and I looked at the building on the outside. It wasn't all that great looking. I mean, coming from Mount Zion Baptist Church, it was a beautiful church building, Ephesus, what have you. And I was out, and about doing ministry and looked at this building on the outside. I said, well, thank you, but no, thank you. Appreciate the offer. Thank you for thinking of me. God bless you. A few months later, he came back to me, said something about this. I don't know what it is. God seemed to put you in my heart again. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take you by the church again. I'm going to oversee the property to open the door and let us in. So you just walk around. I don't want you to make a decision hastily. Let's take another look at it. So he opened the door, let me in, and walked around, found that the PA system was still there, had a drum set there, screen projector, screen for the projector. I had to bring the projector and the keyboard. But after he saw, he let me see and thought that if I saw the inside of it, come on, somebody. Sometimes you have to see inside. You listen to me. You know, you look at people on the outside, you never know what's on the inside. But anyway, let me continue on. The basement, the lower level of the church, was remodeled. Beautiful kitchen and what have you. Everything was good on the inside. I'm going slow with this. And so after looking at it, he said, now, look, we want you to take this. And I told him, look, my background is Baptist, and I am spirit-filled. This has to be property of Assemblies of God, just so you know, Pentecostal. So he said, well, I understand. I know you. I know God has blessed you, anointed you, what have you. There's no problem. Your background is fine. No problem. Now, listen, he didn't ask me for a resume. He didn't ask me for anything but a yes. So I've been in the facility now for going on 5 years, praise God. And that doesn't end the story. When I'm sitting outside, wasn't looking all that great, paint was all chipping, what have you. The Lord made a way for the outside to be painted and fixed up free, no charge. So here I am in a building that I didn't even know existed. God opened doors for me to have a ministry there, and nothing, amen, was asking me but a yes. And praise God. What I'm saying is that don't close the door to what God's trying to open for you. This is a year of expectation. You're expecting. I want you to have a mindset to expect great things. And it may not look good when you first see it. It may not look good, amen, when the door first opened or when you get to the door. But let God do what he does best. He has a way of turning things around. Amen. Amen. He has a way of doing things that will blow your socks off your feet. Amen, somebody. So don't let first impressions always turn you away, because God is not finished yet. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. If he did it for others, he can do it for you. So I hope you're expecting more out of this year. I hope you are expecting more, amen, in this 2017, because God has it. He has it. He has it. He has it. So as I said, double expectation. He expects us to bear fruit. He's providing for us. He has to prune us. He tells us, amen, in his word, that if you're going to bear fruit, you must abide in me. You must be intimate with me. You must, amen, have a close relationship with me. If you're going to bear much fruit, understand that I may have to trim some things. You may have to lay some things down and aside, but realize it's all about my glory. It's not about your glory. It's about my glory. It's about pleasing me. And when you please me, I will have a way of pleasing you. So therefore, when you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask, come on, somebody, what you want, and it will be done. Why? Because you know you're in tune with him. You know you are in tune with his will and word and way. So you're not going to ask for something that's not lining up with his word, that's something way off in left field, because you know that you know him. You know that you're not going to ask for something that does not line up, amen, with his will. So realizing all of this, what is your why? What is your purpose? You have to have a purpose-driven life. It's not you here with the name of assignment on your head, if you would, if you could visualize that with me. There's an assignment with your name on it, and God expects us to produce fruit. He expects us, amen, to be productive. He expects us to make a difference. We are not saved, amen, just to be saved on only for us, but we were saved, amen, to help somebody else become part of God's family. Are you with me? Are you thinking with me? So being expecting, God expects you and expects me not to be limited, amen, to a self-centered, selfish way of looking at life. God expects us to reach out beyond our comfort zone and touch, amen, somebody's life to make it better than what it was before we met it. Okay, and let me just read this again. I shared this yesterday, and this is awesome from a quote that Well, let me just summarize it because of time. Basically, do not enter another person's life except to make it better than what it was. Don't live this life totally, and don't make an impact while you're here. You're not here just to exist. You're not here just to take up space. You're not here just to be mediocre. God, amen, all he's done for us through Jesus Christ, amen, going to Calvary, he expects something more than just existence. He expects more fruit out of us. So expectancy, looking at this life that he has given us, it's not just for us. When he blesses us, it's not just for us. So we are blessed to be a blessing. So this is a double expectation. God says, well, not only are you just coming, praying, and dumping on me, let me help you here. It's a two-way street. Amen. I didn't purchase you. I didn't redeem you just for you. I have expectation for you. I expect you to bear fruit. I expect you to win souls. Amen. I expect you, amen, to do great and mighty things because the power that's within you that's going to help you do it. That way you would not be getting the glory, but because of what I've done through you, you will glorify me by what you do. Yes, it's in the Bible. Let your light so shine. Then when men see your good works, he will glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? So realizing that we're going to be looking forward to a great year. Amen. Something great is going to happen in your life. And get ready. Get ready. Be prepared because this is the year for great expectation. Yes, we expect much from God, but God expects much from us. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Because this is your year. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I can.
Amen. What a powerful, powerful message. I'm over here shouting and didn't even know you had finished. I'm telling you, I just hear this song coming before me, Expect the Great. I wish I could sing. I wish I had Minister Tiffany on it. Expect the Great. Praise God. Thank you so much for that powerful message this morning, Double Expectation. And I will be calling you back to close this out with a benediction. We're now going before the Lord in prayer. Oh, my gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. And, Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you just be glorified. Be glorified in all that we do. Be glorified in what we say. Be glorified in all our manner, Lord God. Be glorified in our walk. And, Lord, we just thank you that you have brought us here on this earth for such a time as this to be a blessing. And Lord God, as the man of God has spoken to us profoundly to let us know who we are in Christ Jesus, we thank you, Father, for richly blessing him to the overflow. We ask you, Father, that you pour virtues of blessings over him and his family like never before. And Lord God, we know that he's a blessed man of God, Lord, but we know that you have so much more for him. As he pour out to your people, oh God, we ask that you continue to pour and pour into him, Lord God, like never before. We thank you, Father, that you made him the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. No weapon formed against him will prosper. So we thank you for his health being restored, his wealth being restored, his home being restored, and his community being restored, his church and ministry being restored. Lord, we thank you that you're doing the work. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you pour in blessings, Lord, that you continue to pour blessings upon our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, these women of God that carry this call day by day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for ministering to them in such a special way. We glorify you, Father, for just giving them all that they need and what their hearts desire, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing Mother Josie, Lord God. I just see her sitting there, Lord, with a smile on her face. I don't know her personally, Lord, but we thank you for this woman of God that's standing firm on your word, oh God. We ask you that you continue to strengthen Joe, her caretaker, Lord God. Restore to him the health, Lord, that he needs. We know, Lord, that you are showing yourself mighty in his body, in his life, at such a time as this. And we're thanking you in advance in the name of Jesus that he is healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, those that are going through trying times in bereavement, Lord God, we thank you for putting your arms around them and letting them know, Father God, that their loved ones are absent from the body, but they're present with you. We glorify you, Father, for taking them in your arms and letting them know that you're always there and that you never leave them nor forsake them. Lord God, others that are sick and shut in, Lord God, we call them the healed, the whole, by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, because your word is true. It goes forth and never returns void, but always accomplish what you sent it to do. So with that being said, Lord God, we're thanking you that those are on this fast, this corporate fast, Lord God, that we come together in unity, standing on your word firmly, expecting great things from you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that this year, 2017, the year of victories, will be manifested in such a time and such a manifestation, Lord God, that people will say, that is nobody but God. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord, for all that you're doing this day and the days to come, because our faith is not lying in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, Father God, bless those that are on this call this morning. We thank you, Father, for meeting the need in every area of their lives. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, that it's done not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. And we thank you in Jesus' precious name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this man of God gave that dose out yesterday on MMC, and he gave it to us in another dose this morning. And I just love when he says, don't enter someone's life except to make it better. I love that. So we are going to share this call with somebody, one somebody, and let them hear what God is doing here on the Master's Call. That number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And also we have the new morning motivational call coming up right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Remember, all roads are leading to the extravaganza in Los Angeles, California at the LAX Sheraton Gateway. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. You can go in the back office. They're running somewhere like $44, $49, and you can bring somebody with you for an affordable amount. So this is the time where we can build and share with somebody and let them see what artist life is all about. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you joining us and being a part of the corporate fast. Let somebody know that we are standing together on God's word on this fast. It's the Daniel's fast. So you could go in the back office. I'm saying back office. But you could go on our website, which is info@themasterscall.net, and you will be able to see the directives for this fast. Well, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart and your spirit, and want to say thank you, man of God, for giving us that profound message on double expectation. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
May God bless you with great expectation. May God bless you with peace, power, and purpose. May God continue to guide you and provide your every need. Keep you in the hollow of his hand. May he order your steps according to his will, his way, and his word. Blessings may flow through you and keep you forever and forever, not only for you, but for others that will enter into your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.